Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I haven't seen you this happy for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not recording on Zoom.
Nope.
We're in a studio. And I'd also like to say that I can tell that you're happy because listening back to the best of, the very start of the first part of our best of, you were in such a bad mood.
Oh, I've not heard it back. Can you tell?
The first link, I can absolutely tell that you were so annoyed about Zoom because you are so uptight. You relax into it.
I'm not uptight, but I'm so done with doing podcasts on Zoom and microphones at home.
But now we're in our own luxury studio.
Hey, start the episode. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like how many days a week should we be working from home, and is it ever okay to tell someone off for saying football's coming home, and of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual agony aunts. William Hanson, is UK's etiquette expert still a thing?
It's fine, yes. About still got a career.
Okay. But we're not usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not Cadbury's Jordan North. I'm more aspiration, you're more perspiration.
It's the new series, Gene Devers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're very excited. We are in our new studio. Before we tell you all about that, let's have
a gin and a bonnet.
A gin and a bonnet. Because forgive us if you've been like with us from the start, but would you like to explain to first-time listeners what a gin and a bonnet is?
Yes. So gin and a bonnet was a favourite of the late Queen Mother's. Her Majesty drinks it over lunchtime now.
Oh.
It's a slightly higher-pitched pop this time. It's 2 parts de bonnet to 1 part gin. And you have it with ice and a slice. Now, that can be a slice of lemon, it can be a slice of orange. Today we've gone for lemon.
Don't dribble on new table.
Sorry.
Just got that from IKEA.
And it's very, very nice. It's incredibly strong. There's no mixer, so drink it under caution. But we love it, and it's our drink of choice. Your very good health. To the new studio.
To the new studio. Here we go. Oh, that's so good.
It slips down the back of your throat.
It really does.
So we call it a gin and a bonnet, a G&D for short.
G&D.
Which is why we have G&D Divas. The G&D Divas are you. They are the people that are listening.
And I've only just realised that you meant to keep it in the fridge, de bonnet. How many years have we...
Yeah, but we have talked about this before.
I don't listen back to this, do I? I've never heard an episode in my life. I don't know. Have we talked about that before?
Yeah, it's quite good when you listen back. It's quite slick.
Is it?
Yeah, we cut most of what you say out.
Yeah, I've gathered that.
Yeah. Jordan's joke of the week doesn't actually make it into the final version.
Does it not?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah, so we're in our new studio. This is series 8.
Series 8.
Jesus.
Yes.
We say this every series, but
Jordan's writing down on his paper, series 8, yeah, just to remind.
Just so I know. What?
Do you want to write down my name's William Hanson, with an N on the end. Very good. And that man through the glass is called Ben.
Yeah. So, we're here, new series, we're really looking forward to it. We're back in the studio. Did I really sound grumpy on the last one?
You were a bit, because I think it was all going very well. We were chatting before we started recording, and literally as you started to go, hello and welcome, the Zoom connection went. And I was laughing because I just found it funny, because I don't take things too seriously. But you do take things to heart?
No, I don't.
You do a little bit.
I'm fed up with Zoom and crap Wi-Fi. That's all.
Well, you have to move.
If you're listening for the first time, welcome. We hope you enjoy the podcast. As always, if you need our help with something, that's what this podcast is all about, then we would love it if you got in touch with your problem. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can tweet or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss.
Or you can write to me and I will send you back a handwritten reply on my own letterheaded paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. You can scroll down to the bottom of the page. The full address is there and you will get a response from me in due course. We should just say sometimes there's a big backlog that I work my way through. I've got a few at the moment that I'm working my way through. I've actually run out of letterheaded paper.
Really?
I've had to put in a new order at the stationer's.
And I've just seen all the letters here in the new Help I Sex and My Boss office and studios. There's loads.
Yes. Yes. We brought some in for you to just, well, for us to sort of keep them here, but
like
also for you to see.
Philip Schofield in the broom cupboard with all the letters and stuff in it.
Well, yes. And in our studio, we have this sort of unit, we'll call it. I think it's called a bookcase.
That wasn't a 31-year-old reference. I don't know what it is. Go on, sorry.
This unit, it's got a few things on. It's got lots of Debonair on. That'll do two episodes. And it's got some cards. It's got some plants. Faux. I didn't choose those. And it's got a lovely painting. Now, yeah. This painting is the painting that we shared on our Instagram at the end of last series 7. Do you want to write that down?
Series 7 was the last series.
And it's a lovely painting from Sandra. It's of a bottle of Debonair, a bottle of gin, a gin and Debonair itself, and an iPhone or some form of smartphone. If we're being sponsored by any other smartphone brand this week. And it's got our logo on it as well.
It's a lovely painting, it really is.
It's very fitting for us to have that in our own bespoke studio.
Pride of place. Also, we must mention thanks to IKEA for sponsoring this episode of Help I Sexted My Boss. We'd be lost without you. Hear that? That's solid IKEA wood, that.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you need to know to start enjoying Help I Sexted My Boss?
Well, you need to know who we are. Mm-hmm. I'm the Radio 1 presenter, you are the etiquette coach.
That joke wasn't funny in the first series, and it's not funny in series 8 now. In fact, didn't we, in the planning meeting this week, didn't Ben say, don't do that?
Yeah, but when are we ever listening to
fair
Ben?
One, fair. Ben is our producer, by the way. He produces the podcast.
Mm. People are going to say, where is producer Ben?
Where is he?
He's under the desk. No, he is over in another room. He's through the glass. He's just this little floating head. We'll put a picture, I'm sure, on our social media. What are you looking for now?
Can we get some coasters for next week, please?
Oh no, coasters are so common.
No, I can't. I can't put a cup down on a non-coastered surface.
Right.
Because it's just everything. It's like, I used to get a clip if I put my brew down on the side. My mum would go, use a coaster.
But what was your brew in?
A mug.
Right. Cup and saucer, inbuilt coaster.
Oh, you fairs. See? Yeah.
And it'll only leave a ring mark if it's hot.
I don't know.
But that's also, but look, I'm drinking from, we're both drinking from our tumblers available on the website. They've got a heavy bottom. And so it shouldn't really do too much in the way of condensation.
I just don't like doing it. I want to put that on there. So, yeah. Hey, how have you been? How's your week been? How's your break been? It's been a few weeks since we've been back. How are you?
I'm all right. I feel like a new man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have done something that I never thought I would ever do. I have signed up with a personal trainer.
William Hansen is hench at the moment.
No, I'm not hench. I'd say I'm hench adjacent, or at least I'm hench aspirational. But I don't really want to get to that level of looking like, you know, Shawn Mendes or Zac Efron. I can leave that to them. It's not very on brand for me. I just, let's be honest, we all put on a little bit of weight over the last 15 months. And it was getting to the point where, you know, especially, well, you'll know this. Well, you won't know this, Jordan, because you're not yet 30. But when you get to that age, it all goes downhill quite quickly. You can't get away with what you got away with in your 20s.
You know what? I totally agree with you there. And it's so weird. I was having this exact conversation only last week. Like, I used to go on a Friday when I'd finish, I used to go out and have a pint. And then I'd have about 6 more. Now, 2 or 3 on a Friday. And that's all I need. Because I cannot cope with the hangovers the next day. Mm. I train now more than I ever did in my 20s.
You train.
Like, go to the gym and run.
Oh, you call it training. Is that what I should be calling it?
Yeah, training.
Training.
Yeah. And honestly, any G and Divas that are listening in their 20s, when you get to 30, catches up with you.
So it's something to look forward to, isn't it, everyone?
Honestly, when I wake up in the mornings, look in the mirror, it's like seeing Mitchell in Man sometimes.
Oh, now, talking of that, puffy face. You're talking about puffy face?
No, he's got tyres, hasn't he?
Oh, I thought you were just talking about the face.
Yeah, anyway.
You see, because actually that's all I really care about, to be perfectly honest, is my face. What happens neck down, I'm not that fussed about, because you can do things to hide that.
Mikey's not bothered either. He said, didn't he? It's more pushing for cushing. Is that the right word? More cushion for pushing.
I don't even want to think about that term, and I don't...
I don't really mind. Something to grab hold of. Ooh. That's what he says, isn't it?
10 minutes in.
Is it more cushion for the pushing, or more pushing for the cushion? It's pushing for the cushion. No, cushion for the pushing.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good. We've peaked already. But now I've gone to my personal trainer. We're getting on very well so far. We've sort of the first session I did a couple of weeks ago. He said he's going to do a physical assessment of me.
Oh.
So we did that, and then he shot himself because I think he decided that was enough. and then after that, we've done like proper sessions, and I have to calorie count. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's given me an app that I have to track my calories on.
My Fitness Pal.
No, it's called. Wait for this. He goes round the ankles after this. Fat Secret.
Is it actually?
That makes you feel really good 3 times a day. You open it up for your meals and you pop in your calories to Fat Secret.
Hello, fatties. What are you doing today?
So we have that. We do that. And then I see him once a week. His name's Pump It Up Pete. And,
is he actually called Pete?
Yes. And so I call him Pump It Up Pete. There are, of course, a few things that I'm not adjusting well to. Mm-hmm. Now, you are a gym person, aren't you?
I go because it makes
But what
me
do you
feel.
Do in the gym?
It depends.
Are you a cardio
days.
Or are you a weights
Well, I run 2 or 3 times a week and then just go to the gym and do a few weights.
What did you do? Upper body, lower body?
Upper body, yeah. This is really boring, so come on.
Do you do the exercise?
I didn't mean you. I meant like just people talking about what they do in the gym in general.
Do you do the exercise? I don't really know what it's called. Where you get like a bench, you know, one of those benches, the sort of padded benches.
A squat.
No, and you're sort of, you lean over it. Let me try.
Oh, and then you do
and
your...
And you sort of pull the weight up like this, and you're sort of leaning over.
Yeah.
And he said to me, he was showing me how to do it, and he says, it's called start the mower. And I said, I'm sorry. He said, yeah, it's like you're starting the mower. And I said, ah, we have a sit-on mower. You just turn the key. And so I just sort of, that's my exercise now at the gym. I just sort of turn the key. So a few things are lost in translation. But generally it's going okay and I feel good.
That's, do you know what, right, all joking aside, that's what it's all about, okay? Mm. So it's not how you want to look or it's how you feel. And that's why I go running. I haven't got the best average time when I go running. You know, I haven't got a six pack. It's how you feel. You feel better after it. But yeah, there you go.
How has your week been?
Yeah.
Really. How's your 8 weeks been since we've properly spoken on that?
Really good. It's started getting a bit manic now, work-wise, but all good. All good. Keeping busy. Yeah.
When you say manic, do you mean you're actually doing 5 days a week like the rest of the population?
Seven.
Seven?
Yes. But it's all good. You know, it's good to be busy.
Happy.
Yeah. Got a new Hoover.
Gosh. Yeah. Okay. Talk to me about your Hoover.
I absolutely love it. I'm obsessed with it. It was reduced on when Amazon were having the sale on.
Right.
And... honestly, I am. I have an Hoover before bed now. Do you think this is a bit petty?
What?
So I've hid it in my room because I don't want my housemate to use it.
Well, did you pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. That's yours.
Is it now? It's a bit petty.
I mean, I would allow him to use it from time to time.
Oh, he's such a good sucker, honestly.
The
Hoover.
The Hoover, right.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's the best money I've spent on a Hoover because it's very cheap. You buy cheap, you buy twice because I bought an Hoover for like £40 last year.
Oh, no.
And it's so I've got this one and oh my God. I've even got shaken back.
Oh my God, hello 1970s.
I know. I've got shaken back and everything.
The
I love
shake
it.
And back.
I have a Hoover every day now. I just think, oh, I just need to chill out. I'm going to Hoover.
I remember I got my nice new Hoover for Christmas. That was my Christmas present.
What's
but can I ask what brand your Hoover is?
It's a Shark.
Oh.
That's good.
Oh, it's American rubbish.
Is it?
Oh no, you need German engineering.
Oh no, don't tell me it's rubbish. I spent.
Well, no, I'm sure it's lovely.
It was on offer. Apparently, they're better than Dysons.
Well, anything is.
Really?
Yeah, my mouth's better than that.
I can second that, Jordan. I can totally agree with you there.
Walked into that.
I've got no complaints there, lad.
I tell you what you
Cheers,
need.
Cheers, Mikey. Thanks.
You need a melee cat and dog.
What's one of them?
That's what I've got.
Is that one of those robot ones?
No, I have had a robot Hoover.
Yeah.
That didn't work. I've also had a robot floor cleaner. That also didn't work. Okay. But I have got... We'll save domestic... I mean, I can hear the G&D saying, please talk to us more about a domestic appliance. Next week, we'll talk about my new dishwasher.
Oh, okay. I was meant to come round and open your...
You were going to come round and officially open the new dishwasher, but then you were unavailable.
Yeah.
And then I was unavailable, and then you were unavailable, and now here we are.
Right, I've got a confession to make.
Yes.
Okay. So we were meant to meet up this week for...
Yeah.
A curry, weren't we?
And, well, it was really the official opening of the dishwasher, and then we would have a curry.
But we had to cancel for whatever reasons,
yeah,
didn't we?
We did.
And then the week before,
yeah,
what happened?
Oh, they've all blurred into one.
Yeah.
You phone up?
I phoned up.
You supposedly had your second vaccine within 4 weeks, which doesn't work out. Don't think we didn't see through that one.
Did you know?
You don't have the vaccine within 4 weeks of each other. So, yes, I knew. Where have you been for the last 15 months?
Can I just...
Let's explain what happened.
I feel really awkward.
Jordan cancelled the first time for various reasons.
Why did I cancel the first time?
We've been trying
to have this curry at William's house for... since the end of last series, so 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And... the first time, I think it was a fairly legit excuse. It was like, fine, these things happen. And to be perfectly honest, I think actually in the grand scheme of things, it suited all of us better because my neighbour and lovely Tom were going to join us as well.
Yeah.
And that was fine. We put in a new date. Then I'm sitting during a webinar talking about wedding etiquette and the phone goes. And I'm like, and obviously I didn't answer because I was doing the webinar. And I'm there thinking, I know exactly what this is. It's 2 hours until he's about to turn up. This isn't going to be, remind me of your address or, you know, do you need me to bring anything? This is Jordan North. This is some excuse.
I am, if you could
and
see
Jordan
me
And Jordan phoned up and, you know, in a slightly feeble voice.
I put my sick voice
on. Oh, I've just had my second vaccine and I've had a reaction. And I went, but hang on, you had your first one 4 weeks ago. Yeah, I got a text. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go with this. So now Jordan North, on microphone, is going to explain to me one of his closest friends, what happened?
I feel awful, and there's two reasons, right? There's two reasons, G&D, write this down. This is a lesson from today's episode. Never lie, because it always comes unravelled.
Never lie unless you've got a brain cell. It's basically the moral
okay,
of the story.
So I'm going to put it to you straight. I just couldn't be arsed. I'm so sorry.
I mean, it wasn't just me. It was my neighbour and lovely Tom and Mikey and their new dog. We were all put out.
I just couldn't be arsed. I am so sorry. And I knew I'd cancelled before and you'd cancelled the week before.
No. At that point, this was the second time you had cancelled. I only cancelled this week.
Right. And I am so sorry. And do you know what I'm annoyed with myself about? Because I said to myself, because of the last lockdown, I'm not going to cancel and be flaky anymore because we've been locked down for 15 months.
Yes, we haven't been able to have you over properly.
But it got to the day, and I can't remember who we were playing that night. The Euros is on, and I really wanted to watch
that. Oh, is the Euros on? If only someone had said.
Right. So I rung you up and
it's
said...
a bit aggressive.
I rung you up and said I've had a bit of a funny turn after the second vaccine.
Mm.
Okay, this, Gene Divas, is why you shouldn't lie. I promise you, I had my vaccine yesterday.
I know you didn't, because when we had the photo shoot, I squeezed you on both arms and you didn't flinch.
Oh,
which is
you
also how I knew that
bitch.
You were lying.
You absolute... So you knew all along?
Of course I did.
This is why you should never lie, because I had my vaccine yesterday, right? And can I just say, I didn't sleep a wink last night. I feel absolutely awful today. And I was going to ring in and say, I can't do today, but then I thought you were going to find out. Hence this before, why I put some makeup on, because I am so pale. I'm feeling not the best today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, listen.
I've got my second vaccine on Monday.
There you go. Listen, genuinely sorry. Mikey, Tom, Leanne, I am not a good person. I am sorry. And I was up for coming round on Wednesday. I was.
Oh, no, I know. And that was us.
That was you. Why you cancelled. But this will happen. And this is, listen, for me for being such a bad friend and lying. And I don't like lying. Serious talk, real talk.
Well,
at least
you've admitted it.
Right. When we eventually get this curry, it's on me.
Thank you.
Okay. Are we still good? I'm actually sweating. Honestly, though, Ben, back me up here. Producer Ben, back me up, right? Seriously, if you cancel on this guy, he goes mad. If you run me up...
I do not...
Yes, you are the worst person to cancel on.
How nice was I to you when you were having your vaccine?
Speak to all our friends. Speak to Daryl, Hattie, all our mutuals, Ben, Stuart... They all say, oh, God, don't cancel on William. It's well known within our friendship group. It's all coming out now.
Well, no, because I am very much of an opinion where when something is put in the diary...
Look at me, I'm sweating.
It's, well... Do you know what? I'm actually feeling fine. You're really hot and sweaty for the first time in my entire life. And I am sometimes... Mikey says it's like sleeping next to a furnace. I'm so hot in bed. times have been told that twice. But... You're sweating and I'm feeling actually quite cool.
I'm genuinely, look, real talk, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have lied. And I didn't want to carry on doing the series with that on me.
With that up you?
On me.
On you.
Okay.
Well.
Etiquette question. Moving on.
Jordan, it's fine. Don't do it again.
Yeah, I won't. It's fine. I promise you I won't.
When you phone up and go, oh, I've got to have my third jab, then we'll all know you're lying. Sort of stupid stuff you do. Oh, I'm doing a trial.
So I was out with our good friend Daryl last week for brunch.
Yes.
Yeah. Lovely lad. And we were having a nice brunch and a coffee. And I've got a question for you that I've been meaning to ask you for ages. Mm-hmm. So when a waiter comes or a waitress and takes your plates or brings a coffee.
Yes.
Do you stop your conversation with the person at the table and let them take the plates? Or do you carry on with your conversation and just let them take the place?
I would say with waiting staff, and waiting staff that are listening, please get in touch if you agree or disagree. No, you don't have to do it all the time. You want to try and aim for minimum 50% of the time. But actually, you know, if you have met Daryl or whoever, a friend, you are there to talk to them. The waiter is, and also there are points in your meal, especially in formal dining, and I suspect you and Daryl weren't doing formal dining. But there are points within the meal where waiters do a lot of things in very quick succession. And if you sort of were breaking away, thank you, your conversation and thank you, and saying thank you every time they did something, it would be counterproductive.
That's me. Because I always feel rude not to, so I'm like...
Minimum 50% of the time. But what you absolutely do at the end of the meal when you're leaving is you look them in the eye and you say thank you very much, that was very nice, or whatever you want to say.
It's been brought to my attention as well that... When we go for something to eat, it's like taking a toddler out because I literally have to go and say, bye-bye to everyone. Say bye-bye. Bye-bye. I literally go back in. You know when, like, now a lot of it's eating outside? I go back in. I'm like, bye-bye. Bye-bye, barman. Bye-bye, chef. Bye-bye, waitress. Bye-bye, head waiter. Bye-bye. And I have to.
Just
I feel
doing
bad.
That for the attention, probably.
No, I'm not. But so you saying you don't have to do it every time they come to collect your
minimum place. 50% of the time.
If any waiters or waitresses are listening, get in touch for our bonus episode and we'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And we'll speak about it next week on the bonus episode. Genuinely, though, like, eye contact here, I am really sorry about what happened the other week.
No, that's fine. I knew, and I said to Leanne and I said to Mike, it's still a pack of lies.
Did you?
I did. Why are you feeling affronted? I'm the one that was slighted.
You're such a bad friend. You could have said, oh, what's he like?
Well, no, to be fair, I was actually quite relaxed. And to be honest, there was a lot going on that day as well.
That's what...
We were fine with that.
Real talk, like, I had a lot going on. And I was super stressed.
Yeah, you didn't know which team was going to win in the Euros.
Right, should we do...
Jordan, I love you lots. Should we have another drink?
Yes, please, Christ. Should we do Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Ben, talk to me. Ben's gesturing.
Bloody hell. DJ Ben on the mic. Site free! Freshers, make some noise. If you could see Ben now, he's actually holding a mic. Right, I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to post it. Wait there. Wait there, June Divas. Look, Ben is on the mic. I'm going to film this.
Hey, it's DJ Ben on the waltzes. We've got Robbie Williams, rock DJ, make some noise. Sorry.
Ben, did you do student radio? What was your student radio show called? Ben's student radio show was called Back to the Music. What was yours called?
Spark Drive with Jordan North.
Oh, right, OK. Mine was William Hanson Live.
I've still not peaked since then.
No.
Should we do Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Oh, do we have to?
Yes, this is my favourite part. Also, forgot to say, Gene Devers, because our Lee and my joke book is running out of jokes, if you want to send in some joke suggestions for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week, please do that. All usual places, help@sexandmyboss.com, @sexandmyboss on Instagram or Twitter, slide into our DMs, send us your best jokes. And chances are, I'll probably...
ignore it.
I'll probably use them. Right, OK, we've all been waiting for it. Let's do Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Cue the jingle.
My favourite.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
Right, this is from our Lee, OK?
Oh, OK, he has been in touch. Yeah. Is he all right?
Oh, he's good, yeah, he's good. Thought I spotted the first ever English superhero. Saw a bloke in a Burnley kit running down the road wearing a cape. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, Gene Devers, welcome back. It's the second part of the first episode of Series 8 and Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Thought I spotted the first ever English superhero. Saw a bloke in a Burnley kit running down the road wearing a cape. Turned out the cheeky shit hadn't paid for his haircut.
Oh, I get it now. It's amusing. It's a giggle.
There you go, then. That was my joke of the week. I think we need help with the...
I think we need a lot of help. But the good news is, guess what it's time for next week?
Tell us.
It's time for William's wacky word of the week.
Do it.
Now, you get it next week. Gene Devers, we have something to tell you. As you know, that we are going on tour in September and October.
Yeah, boy!
I'm sorry?
That's my new thing.
Don't.
That's my new thing.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy! Just keep shouting. Like, my mates are like, they're meeting for a pint today, and I'm just like, yeah, boy!
Are you going to cancel on me?
Yeah, boy! Yeah, boy!
Tickets are still available in Dublin.
Who hired today's Dublin?
Belfast.
Hey, see here, you know.
Cardiff.
Whose coat is that jacket?
And Brighton. Hello, matron.
Tell us more.
Well, so there are tickets there, but if you have got tickets booked in Bristol, my home city.
Ooh-ah! Welcome to Bristol, where we like cider.
And Somerset.
Oh. Ooh-ah! Welcome to Bristol.
I'm done. Go on.
There is a bit of an issue. We were due to perform at the Anson Rooms, which was a gorgeous venue.
It's... yeah, boy!
This is going to get very old very quickly. The Anson Rooms is a gorgeous venue. It's so gorgeous that it's being turned into a COVID testing centre.
No way.
For when the students return to university.
I'm pissed.
And thus, all shows are cancelled. I'm sorry. However, we have done everything we can to find a solution.
No, seriously, yeah, listen to this because it's quite important. Sorry.
All is not lost. The only thing we can do is move it to Sunday, the 26th of September, to a place called SWX. I spent 18 years of my life in Bristol. I have absolutely no idea where that is.
Sounds like a postcode.
But I'm sure it's lovely. SWX, we're going there. We hope this doesn't cause too many problems for our listeners in Bristol. Full details will be working their way to you from the venue very soon. And I can't wait to go to SWX and discover where in my home city it is. Do we know where?
Yeah, but...
Really, stop it.
Sorry.
This is not Kiss FM.
Seriously, genuinely are sorry if this has caused problems for our listeners in Bristol. We still hope you can make it on Sunday the 26th of September to SWX.
Or maybe it's pronounced Swix.
Swix, maybe. Sorry if it's a kerfuffle. Love that word. Before we go to listeners' questions, keep meaning to ask, how's your mum and dad?
They're all right, thank you. I'm seeing them later, actually. They're coming up, which will be nice.
Are they in London for the weekend?
They are in London for the weekend.
Why?
And my brother as well.
Oh yeah, James is coming.
Yeah, it's a rare state visit from my brother.
Okay.
And
why are they coming?
They're coming to... James needs some new trainers. And
shut
apparently,
up.
Bristol is... There is a dearth of trainers in Bristol.
What does that mean?
There's no trainers in Bristol.
Are you telling me Sarah and Brian are bringing James to London to buy him some new trainers?
Well, I mean, I also like to think they're keen to see the both of us as well.
Do not ever tell me he's not the favourite.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Gene Diva's like, we need to... This is keeping me up at night. So, William's uncle and dad's cousin have started listening to the podcast.
My uncle Nick and my father's cousin Neil.
And
hello to both.
They are very close to Brian and Sarah, and as you know, I do impressions of William's parents. Now,
particularly my mother.
And they are...
Is not an accurate impression of my mother.
No, I've said that from the start, before I met her. She's lovely. But they are slowly catching up.
And sober is the key.
When was the first time I did an impression of Sarah?
Series 4?
Was
five?
It? So... I dread the day when they ring your dad up.
It's not my dad. They'll play it to my mother.
Oh, they won't, will they? Oh, my good God.
You're sweating now. You wait until my mother hears it.
No. How would she react?
I think she'd find...
Darling, it's mummy here. You'll tell that peasant from Burnley is not welcome in our house again. He's dead to me, darling. He's dead to me. How dare he do impressions of me, darling?
What did I say to you? I said, give the impressions a rest.
I don't even drink that much, darling. It's only 11 o'clock and I've had two. He's dead to me. You don't bring him to my house. You don't talk about him again, darling. We're coming to your house this weekend. James needs some new trainers. Please pull out the bed settee for him, darling.
The bed settee?
Out of all that, you found the bed settee the funniest.
In the south, we call it a sofa bed.
Yeah.
In the north, it's a bed settee.
It's a bed settee. Did you not know that?
No.
Have you never heard that before?
No, settee is so common.
It's the bed settee. Pull out the bed settee thing, darling. Right, hear me out now.
Yes.
I want to say it on record again. His parents are genuinely two of the loveliest people I've ever met. I'm not just saying that. I'm not trying to cover my tracks. That is nothing like them. That's just how I had it in my head, what they were like before I met them. I think we should rest. Gene Divas, we'll do a poll on Twitter.
Well, we know how that's going to go.
Right, we'll do a poll on Twitter. Do you want me to just... And I'll
do
be
you
honest,
want Jordan to give it a rest?
Do you want me to rein it in on the impressions? Because if that joke is wearing thin, I am more than happy. We'll put a Twitter poll out this week. Okay.
There's only one impression that we like.
What's that?
And that's your mum's friend, Vicky.
Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler?
There we go. Purely for our newly visualised.
Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? Shall we go to listeners' questions, please?
Yes. This is from Steve. Dear William Hanson Esquire and Jordan and PB.
What does Esquire mean?
Traditionally, it meant that it was a man that owned property. So if you don't own property yet, do you?
I don't even own a bed settee.
So you would be on an envelope, Mr. Jordan North. However, I, because I own property, can be Mr. William Hanson, or I'm William Hanson Esquire.
Yeah, but just.
And before my brother bought his flat, I would always write to him as Mr. James Hanson. And then he bought it, and I was like, James Hanson.
Oh, banter.
Dear William Hanson Esquire, and Jordan and PB, thank you so much for helping us all cope with the rigours of the last year or so. I doubt you'll appreciate quite how much positive impact you've had on people in these difficult times. Well, what is the etiquette surrounding the use of national honours in business or professional settings? I see people on social media use post-nominals, great, well done for using that correctly, routinely, while others I know to have received honours have clearly decided against this. Sometimes it comes across as unnecessary and nothing but showing off, while on other occasions it seems perfectly appropriate and strengthens my perception of them. Okay. I also noted the criticism of one of Jordan's campmates who did make use of their honour when introducing themselves. If you have received an honour such as an MBE or OBE, is it acceptable to add this to your name routinely, or should it be retained for special occasions only? When William is honoured by Her Majesty, I think he's missed out the word inevitably. When William is inevitably honoured by Her Majesty, will he routinely use it, or will he be a secret knight? Yours sincerely, Steve.
Go on then. Would you, like, your email footer, if you got an MBE or an OBE or a knighthood?
No.
Would you not?
Absolutely not.
Should you not do it?
No.
See, I'm the other way. I'm like, if you've got it, shout it from rooftop. I used to sign my, when I first joined the BBC as a, like a research, I used to sign mine off with Jordan North, BA Honours, TV and Radio Production.
Right. Not Jordan North, TIT.
I didn't. I'm joking, I didn't. So you wouldn't... See, this is why you always surprise me, because I thought you'd be like, yeah, put it on there, Sir William Hanson.
I think it's quite... I'm going to say this. It's normally the people that sort of have the lower... rank honours, which is still an honour, and it's still fantastic that they've got it, they feel the need to shout about it. And I would always say it's up to other people to point out your achievements than for you to do it yourself. So if you had, I don't know, what would you get? British Empire Medal or something. If you had the British Empire Medal, then it would be, and so few people will get what I've just said there, it will be up to you to...
What?
It will be up to you.
Love,
it would be up to
your
me
jokes
say,
are only for you and a select few people.
Literally five people have got that joke. It's like watching an episode of Frasier. It's up to me to go, Jordan, you know, like say we're doing the top of the podcast and, you know, yes, radio presenter Jordan North, BEM, British Empire Medal. Even if I had a, I don't know, what would I get, KBE, then you would say, William Hanson, or KCMG, kindly call me God, that you would say William Hanson, KCMG.
Can I just say, I find it, especially over the past few years, it's getting better, the honour system, like the proper honouring, like people that do, not just celebrities, like people that, yep, like lollipop ladies and people who help out communities and volunteers.
And that's stuff. What it is supposed to be. Yeah. I get quite irritated. And okay, the media, I get that they are going to obsess over celebrities, you know, which celebrities got it, you know, Joe Wicks, MBE, which I've famously talked
it,
about.
He did.
They obsess over the celebrities that get it, but they're not there. You know, the celebrities do get paid and rewarded in many other ways. They don't need that. I can remember going in 1996 to the palace when my father got his CBE, and I can remember going as I was quite
still young. Mad that your dad's got a CBE.
And I can remember saying to my father not that long ago, because I can't really remember a lot about it, to be perfectly honest, other than the fact that the gentlemen's lavatories were behind a secret door. It was like a wall that moved, and as a seven-year-old, I thought that was amazing.
Who presented it to him?
Her Majesty. And
the Queen?
Yes.
Bloody dishing out CBEs.
Well, CBE's quite high.
What's OBE? Is it higher than OBE?
Yes.
An MBE?
Yes.
Is it?
It's one below a knight. As I say to my father, if he only worked a little bit harder, he could be a knight.
How did I not know that? What does CB stand for?
Commander of the Order of the British Empire.
Which is like the one where you just get like a blue Peter badge.
British Empire.
What one's that?
The one you have, or will get.
I just don't get these little jokes. No way, right, anyway.
But I said to him, I said, which were the celebrities that got it when you were there? And he went, well, nobody. Because it is for the people that do voluntary service that don't get rewarded with a huge amount of money, and that's what it should be, in my opinion.
I said this recently, right? I think automatically if you're that person that empties a port-a-loo after a festival, you should be given an MBE, like services to shit. Literally, right? Because I couldn't think, you couldn't pay me enough to do that job. And we were talking about festivals recently. Like, imagine a weekend at Glastonbury, Leeds or Tea in the Park.
Yeah.
And you've got to empty a port-a-loo, right? Mm. I think that bloke, A, double his wage instantly, or woman. And then as soon as they finish the 2 weeks doing it, like, right, you're an MBE. Because you deserve it, pal. Services to shit. Next question, please, William Hanson.
This is from Abby. It's come in to us on email, help@sexedmyboss.com. Dearest Jordan and darling William.
Aww,
I'll forgive you.
Darling William.
Today I bring you not a problem, but a tale of daring courage, bare lols and deep shame.
Yeah, mate! I won't do that.
I have been with my partner for 3 years now, and he is a professional golfer. Amongst other things, this seems to involve secreting golf balls wherever he goes, like a careless and confused middle-class chicken. This tale begins before we had moved in together, and on a mild English evening when I was staying over at his parents' house. We had adjourned to his bedroom, where we were getting ready for bed. I saw a golf ball beside the bed, and for reasons I know not, images of hilarious ping-pong shows sprung to mind. Before I had time to fully think it through, I said, "Watch this," before popping it up. We all know where.
Shut the fu- Shut the fu-
He looked at me with horror and said, "What have you done?" Laughing, I replied, "It's fine, just watch."
Are you?
I then tensed and pushed. But alas, the cheeky grin on my face slowly fell as I realised the ball was not moving.
Shut up.
I panicked and began trying to remove it manually, to no avail. My partner tried, having the advantage of having an excellent view of my undercarriage.
Andy's a good golfer, so...
Ooh, no.
Could call this a hole-in-one for sure.
This went on for some time until we genuinely considered the very real possibility I may have to go to A&E to get the little bugger removed.
Jesus, what?
This was, of course, not an option.
No.
Instead, my boyfriend went downstairs for a yoghurt so that we could use a teaspoon to prise the ball out. Jesus Christ. I dread to think what his parents thought he wanted a yoghurt for at 11:30 p.m. on a Tuesday.
I can't. We can't get any weirder.
After what felt like hours, the spoon finally did the trick, and I was ballless once again. I'm very surprised that your advice hasn't covered this dangerous and hazardous topic yet, so I feel it is my duty to warn the nation. Golf balls are much heavier than ping pong balls. Do not insert them into your vagina.
Right, so she did this trick with ping pong balls.
No. Well, there's a sort of a cabaret act where they will put a ping pong ball upon their person. They bend over and somehow they expel some air. Exactly. It sounds very much like we watched. It was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, when we went to go and see that. There was a whole song in Act Two.
Oh, I can't remember that.
So she was trying to recreate that with a golf ball.
So that's her. What's she called?
Abby.
Abby McElroy. There. That's her. That's her giving advice, saying don't. Right, I'm not being funny. So remember we had the watermelon scenario.
This is up there, as it were, so couple, with the golf ball.
A couple of series ago, basically someone walked in on the housemate having intercourse with a watermelon. We had the fan fiction from last season. And now we've got, let's just put this straight, first episode in, we've got golf balls up fannies.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Series 8. We finished. So what would your advice be, other than, I mean, this is really a cautionary tale.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Golf balls, the only holes golf balls should be going in is the ones in the ground.
Stick that on a T-shirt.
Ben will be putting it on the website. Jesus Christ. What do we say every series? Just when you think.
It can't get any worse.
It can't get any worse.
Thank you for that, Abby. The next question is from Laura from Manchester. Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, he's in another room. I'm so glad to have you back brightening my weeks again.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for everybody's messages over the past week about that. It does mean a lot.
I've got a bit of a hairy dilemma I hope you can help me with. A couple of months ago, my one and only very long-term relationship came to an end. I'm sorry.
Oh.
And I now find myself in my early, well, technically mid, 30s, single and completely rusty in the modern dating game. My main concern, however, is after a few dates, things are going, well, what is the etiquette for hair down there? Do I go the full shebang and get the whole lot waxed off so I'm smooth as a dolphin? Do I go for the au naturel look? Wild and free. Do I go for something in between? I'm thinking a general trim and tidy.
Comb over.
As Jordan is a bit of a waxing expert these days, if I do go for option one, what can I expect in terms of pain on a scale of 1 to 10?
Believe me, you've never felt pain like it.
Your advice is needed. Laura from Manchester. Ben, any ideas?
Laura from Manchester, if you were in London, I'd put you in contact with my waxer, Miss Trunchable. Do you remember?
Yes, Miss Trunchball, not Trunchable.
Trunchball. She still thinks I work in accounts.
Did you tell her?
No, she said, so, what do you do? I went, I work in accounts. Look, gotta get it done, right? But do what I did when I first got my back waxed. Like, the little pacey on sticks, put them in your mouth to bite onto. That's my advice. It really helps.
Well, no, I don't...
She went, here, bite this. I went, we just use that dressing gown belt whilst you're doing it. I don't help myself, do I?
No. This will come as a shock to you, Jordan, and I'm glad you're sitting down, but I'm not an expert in this department. So I don't really...
Neither am I. What? I'm not an expert. I
don't really know how to advise on this occasion because I think different people, men, women, whoever, I don't know, you didn't specify.
Prefer different things.
Different things.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go half and half. I don't know. There could be, you know.
Speak to the lad because I've got a mate, I won't mention his name, but he's into like, he collects like 80s porn mags because they've all got hairy. Did I ever tell you that? He's literally in his shed got loads of 80s porn mags. Because that's his, like, he finds. You've met him?
It's not Daryl.
No, it's not Daryl. But it's not. But yeah,
It's not Sam.
No, it's not Sam. I'm not telling you who it is, but it's not Sam.
I've met him.
Right, stop saying people's names.
No, who is it?
I'll tell you. I'm not going to tell you on mic.
It's not Ben.
Ben. Jesus. But so I'd speak to the guy and see if it's it, because... I don't know. I don't know if it's a fetish, but yeah, I remember him showing me him when I was like,
do you think is you know 19. Dating you know dating apps these days?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I haven't. Mike and I 6 years now.
Have you been together 6 years?
Thank you. In gay years, that's 20.
Gay years, honestly, that's like you get less for murder. Cheers, Mikey. Thanks, Jordan. See you soon, my little flower pot.
So I don't really know how the gay dating apps work. And obviously you've got, or indeed the straight dating apps. I mean, you've got a range of them now. Not only have you got Tinder and Grindr, you've got Hinge. You've got Bumble, or the gay version of that, Bum. is it a bit like Uber? You know when you get in an Uber now and it says, what are your preferences? Do you want this, you know, no speaking? What's the temperature you want?
Yeah.
Is it a bit like that?
I honestly, I don't know.
For ladies.
I don't... Do you know what? Who? What's the name of the person that's texting?
Laura.
Laura. If you feel comfortable with it being waxed, get it done. But speak to the guy. Like I said, it might be into his 80s porn mags.
You do you.
Yeah.
Shall we role play?
Yeah, all right.
I'll be the lady. You be the man.
I'll be the lady. You be the man.
I don't know what to say, though.
Okay. Oh, do you want to? We'll do it both ways. We'll start with me first. Okay. She's from Manchester, isn't
yes.
she?
Yeah.
Thanks for lovely meal. Like, crackingness.
She could have been dating someone from a different part of the world.
No, she's from Manchester. I'm the girl.
Oh, you're the girl?
Yeah.
I thought I was to be the girl.
No, you'd be the man.
Okay.
Thanks for lovely meal. Like, crackingness, you know what I mean? Yeah. Got another pint. Where are you with me shaving me fanny? Right, it's a bit airy at the moment, so. Oh.
I wanted to go back to Oman.
Like, do you want me to shave my fanny? Or do you want me to, like, have it airy? It's up to you, innit?
So sorry.
So, you be the... How are we both still working? You all right?
Are you now the man?
No, I'm being the girl still.
I thought I'm the woman now.
Oh, right, okay. So how would you do it then if you was the woman?
What's your opinion on ladies who have hair they can sit on? And we'll move on. If you have a question that you would like us to answer, listeners, and please let it be a nice one, you can send your tales of trepidation to help at sex@myboss.com.
You can tweet or send us a message on Instagram at sextedmyboss, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
I'm craving a question about a ping pong ball.
It's good to be back.
Start the car.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.